are a very enthusiastic, encouraging group. Bless the Lord. That's the way God calls us to be. We've been going through a series on walking in the full armor of God, standing in the battle. Walking in the full armor of God, standing in the battle. And you've got to understand, God wants us to be confident soldiers of Jesus Christ. We've got to understand that we are undefeatable. All right, you hear of a team going undefeated. We have got to understand that in Christ, we are undefeatable. We are victorious. Now, of course, we feel the battle. We feel the circumstances of life. We feel the pressures of life all around us. But we walk by faith and we stand victorious. There's a major prophetic encouragement to us today, and that God has the power to break all of our fears. God has the power to break all of our fears and all of our circumstances. Christ has even defeated death. We need to recognize these things. But there's power in the blood of Jesus Christ, and that God calls us to stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Josefina had a prophetic encouragement that this power in the blood of Jesus is for our freedom, that we are free, that we're not debilitated by any kind of fear. You see, it's very important that we realize that the purpose that God has for this full armor of God for us. It's not just that we be victorious or that we're blessed and we're able to have a good day. It really is so that we are walking in such a way so that we can share the love of Christ with others. The Bible says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Have you ever recognized sometimes people in the world how their mind, you're looking at mental illness, and just the way someone is talking and the fear that can become so debilitating in a person's life, and the world calls it mental illness. God doesn't have that for us. God has given us a sound mind so that, yes, we can be victorious, so that, yes, we can walk in Christ's blessing, but it's more than that. It's so that we can communicate His love to a hurting world. It's very important, as we are soldiers of Jesus Christ in the battle, to recognize that Satan is not omniscient. He is not all-knowing. Only God is all-knowing. Only God knows what is going on in your life and your heart and your mind, where life really takes place. And that righteousness, joy, and peace and the Holy Spirit that God has for us, that just the quality of our life. The quality of your life is not your bank account. The quality of your life is not, you know, having a Mercedes-Benz driving down 270 and whether you have that status or not. That's not the quality of your life. The quality of life of your life is a sense of rightness and joy and peace in the Holy Spirit. The quality of your life is in here. Amen. And then expressed outward towards others. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as we're fighting the good fight of faith, as we're putting on the full armor of God, we need to recognize that the enemy is not omniscient. We might be attacked by just circumstances and things, and the enemy is coming against us, and maybe this feel like the swirl is around us. But we need to recognize that Satan is not omniscient, but God is omniscient. He knows you, He loves you, and He cares for you, and He is ever interceding for you. The Bible says that Christ is ever interceding to the Father on our behalf. You have someone in your corner that is praying for you and hoping for you and really interceding for you. So again, our putting on the full armor of God is not just for our blessing and our sense of goodness and being victorious. It's so that we can have a sound mind. It's so that we can be soldiers for Christ, able to focus on others and bring Christ to them. We need to be skilled soldiers for Jesus Christ. So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. And Father, I pray, Lord God, that you would help us, Lord God. Help us to understand the purpose of putting on this armor, that it's not just an exercise, Lord God, but there's a purpose to it, Lord God. And help us to be those soldiers in Jesus Christ that you're calling us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. So Ephesians 6, verse 10, it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. We're called to be strong in Christ, not strong in self. That's a process in which even Peter went through, where Peter was strong in himself. He was strong in his flesh. He was strong in being that big fisherman that's going to, you know, take over the world. But Jesus had to help him to understand that it's not being strong in oneself. It's learning to be strong in Christ and depending upon Him. It says, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. We need to understand, as soldiers of Jesus Christ, that Christ has won the victory. He's won the victory. But that doesn't mean we don't have to fight the good fight of faith. We do have to fight the good fight of faith. We are going to feel the onslaught of the enemy. We are going to feel things that attack our minds and our hearts and consternation and circumstances of life. But we stand confident of the victory. That is something that the Lord wants to communicate to you today. Confidence in the victory in Jesus Christ. It says in verse 13, therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. When the day of evil comes, on that day of evil, when the enemy is attacking your life, when the enemy is attacking your marriage, when the enemy is attacking your family, when the enemy is attacking your children, what will you do? We saw some of that emphasis today. One of the major things we can do is stop and say, I am claiming the blood of Christ over myself. I am claiming the blood of Christ over my marriage. I am claiming the blood of Christ over my family in Jesus' name. I am claiming the blood of Christ over my child in Jesus' name. And we claim the blood of Christ. How do we train as soldiers of Christ to overcome? How do we train to be able to help others to be victorious? We do that through having a relationship with Jesus Christ and by studying God's Word. We need to put on the full armor of God every day and stand in the victory that has been won by Christ. We need to learn to fight confident of victory. We go into battle confident, 100% confident that the victory has already been won in Christ. Still have to fight the good fight of faith, but we are confident. We learn to fight with confidence, with Christ in our heart, with our eyes on Him. We learn to fight with words of faith, hope, and love. We don't fight with words of doubt or despair or hate. We don't use our mouth that way. We learn to fight with words of faith. We learn to fight with words of hope. We learn to fight with words of love. We learn to fight with righteousness, joy, and peace toward others. We're ones that are others-focused. We learn to be ones that are others-focused in helping others through the attack as well. We start by helping our spouse. We start by helping our children. We move on to be able to help our co-workers. We learn, move on to be able to reach out and be sensitive to what our neighbors are going through. Yesterday I was at the Maryland Senior Olympics. And they had the 100-meter dash going on. And an 82-year-old was running down and he got caught up in his feet and he went down really hard on the track. He was 82 years old. And I'm first aid CPR certified, and I ran up and, you know, I and a couple other guys helped him. At first he wasn't responding. We tried to look very carefully to see whether he was breathing. We found out that he was breathing, but he wasn't responding. Cell phone was given to me, and I talked to the EMS, and they brought an ambulance and so forth, and he should be okay. You know, God wants us to be others-focused, to help others. You know, afterwards, I just had to start crying. I don't know, it just worked something in me. You know, here's an 82-year-old, you know, trying to compete in the Senior Olympics, you know, and trying to you know, keep moving and health and so forth. And he had blood on the side of his face and on his knees and so forth and so on. God calls us to be others-focused and trying to help others. Again, in verse 13, it says, "Put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then." To stand is an important military posture. God calls us to stand and see the victory of the Lord. To stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Our salvation, our saving, is our most fundamental victory. Thank Him right now for saving you. Just thank Him. Thank Him for the victory. Thank Him for the victory of simply that you've been saved, that you're going to heaven, that you're redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so it's important as soldiers of Jesus Christ just to know to stand confident amid the battle. If you don't get anything else from this message, at least get that. We're to stand confident amid the battle. Now, the Apostle Paul uses the analogy of a Roman foot soldier as to how we are equipped to fight the good fight of faith. He says in verse 14, "Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist." The belt of truth. This represents the truth of the gospel and the truth of godly character. A tightened belt with armor fastened together, shirt tucked in. It means we're ready for action. There's truth, there's integrity, there's character to our life. When we come to Christ, Christ lives in us and Christ is growing in us. We become characterized by truth. And so Christ's character, not fleshy force, wins. It's Christ's character, the truth. There's a story in one of our literature books at school. God sees the truth but waits. God sees the truth but waits. Truth wins out. Truth wins out. Christ's character wins. It says, with the breastplate of righteousness in place. The breastplate of righteousness. We become the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And so Christ's righteousness is living in us. We learn to die to ourselves and so that Christ can live in us. Again, the picture of baptism. We die so Christ lives, His righteousness. And so we allow Christ to live in us. That helps us to deal rightly with others. That we're characterized by Christ. We work fairly with others. Verse 15, "And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace." Soldiers need good boots. Soldiers march off to battle. They're on their feet in battle. They need good boots for the battle. They need secure footing. They need traction. They need good boots. Boots are a major piece of armor amid the battle. What is on your feet? Because you are on your feet so often. What does this mean for us? It means that we have boots of the readiness with the gospel of peace. It means that we communicate acceptance toward others. It means that we are fighting spiritually. We recognize that our fight is not against other people. It means that we're prepared spiritually to be ministers of reconciliation amid the battles that are going on between the races in our society. It means that as soldiers of Christ, we don't feed into the fleshy fighting against other people. It means that these boots of peace God has given us to break down the dividing walls of hostility between different peoples. And so these boots make us ready to be peacemakers. God calls us to be different. God calls us, really, as Christians, we become the mature ones. All right, in our offices, in our places of employment, in society, wherever we may be, we are enabled to be those peacemakers. These boots make us ready to be peacemakers. Here we are a house of prayer for all nations. All right, right now, Jackie and her girls are in Togo. You know, some people at the beach. I'm not sure where everyone else is. All right, but give them a call this week and tell them we miss them. All right? But from all nations, we are being built together to be a house of prayer for all nations. We're being built together to be a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit. But the Lord is calling us to more than simply being able to walk together here at Northgate Community Church. He's calling us to be peacemakers in our world and thereby share the Prince of Peace with others. Look at verse 16. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. The shield of faith. Now, enemies during those days would utilize flaming arrows. I don't know if you've ever seen, the Mighty 300 or whatever it may be, and the Persian armies coming against each other and so forth. They would use these flaming arrows to cause fire to spread. They would douse these arrows with fire, and they would send out these flaming arrows, and then it hit the people, but it wasn't just the arrow, it was designed for fire to spread. Well, the Roman soldier could use a leather shield, and this leather shield, when it was wet, it could extinguish these flaming arrows. Well, there's also spiritual flaming arrows that can cause fire to spread. Have you ever recognized when a fiery dart has been sent your way? Have you ever recognized it? Maybe you didn't even recognize it when it happened. Maybe it was just a comment. But then later on, you're thinking, and you recognize that a dart got through your armor, and it's like, it stings. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
All right? That's a fiery dart, okay? And sometimes fiery darts will be sent our way. And we might not even recognize that it's pierced our armor at the point in time, but then later on we recognize that that was sent to hurt us. That was sent to spread a fire. Well, I want to talk about the fire of gossip, the arrow of gossip. Gossip is like a dart that strikes and injures. It's an arrow of fire that is meant to spread destruction. And a good soldier of Christ, and I appreciate good soldiers of Christ. I mean, I can look around in this room, all right, and as a pastor, you know, I'm confident in different ones. But if gossip is said about me, all right, gossip is said about the church or something, I'm confident in different ones and good soldiers in Christ that they're able to stop that in its tracks. Because gossip is not only the sense of sending gossip, but it's also the sense of receiving gossip. And God calls us to stop gossip in its tracks. Gossip is like a dart that strikes and injures. It's an arrow of fire that is meant to spread destruction. And a good soldier of Christ uses faith to stop that fire in its tracks. As disciples of Christ, we're called to extinguish those arrows so fire doesn't spread. Stopping gossip is like peeling back an onion to get to its source. Now, of course, I'm a principal of Living Grace Christian School, and people know that if they come to me about gossip, it's not going very far. In fact, I take the person right there, and we go back to the last person, and we go back to the person before that, and we go back to the person before that, and we get to the source. All right? People know me. All right? If they come to me and talk to me about somebody else, all right, well, let's get to the person right now. Boom. All right? And we'll talk about it right now. Okay? I don't mess around with that stuff. And we need to be those kinds of people where we stop gossip in its tracks. We put out fires. God is calling us to be spiritual firefighters and putting out that kind of evil fire. The main attack of the enemy is to sow disunity among the body. And I'm not preaching this because you guys are doing poorly. In fact, you guys do greatly in this area. I just want to make that clear. All right? It's just God has led me to preach this message, and so I'm preaching the message. All right? You guys do a very solid job in this area. It's in the school sometimes, and kids and parents, and, you know, kids go home and talk with parents. You know, they talk with parents, but then they don't want their parents come to tell me. And you know why that is? Because they know they've been part of it. And it'll all come out, and it'll all come out. All right? And so, you know, when it comes to me, we get to the bottom of it. You know? And so we have a lot of fun with that kind of thing. But the word extinguish means that the flames are quenched. The flames are extinguished. So the fire cannot spread. We need to be ones that extinguish those flaming arrows by using this piece of armor. The shield of faith. We're called to walk by faith. And that faith is in Christ. Again, we're to be confident in Christ. We're to have confidence in Christ. We're to have confidence in Christ and others. We need to believe the best about others. Love believes the best. All right, and so that's part of walking in this shield of faith, is that we have confidence in Christ and we have confidence in the Christ in one another. All right? Faith gives us confidence, and so we have confidence in the Christ and one another. That doesn't mean we're going to be perfect, but we have confidence in the Christ and one another that we are able to walk together, to believe the best about one another. I remember a covenantal situation that had to be worked out. And at the beginning, I communicated confidence. I know we can work this out because of Christ in us. We're to be confident soldiers. It says, now to him who is able to be immeasured, to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to this power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. The shield of faith, confidence in Christ. Well, next time, we're going to learn about the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. But again, I want to emphasize, in one respect, we are called to be firefighters. Now, we want the fire of God. That's good fire. The fire of God is a good thing. The Bible says we're to fan into flame the gift of God that God has given us. We're to do that. God has given each one of you a gift. And we're to fan that into flame by using that gift. And not just putting the gift on the shelf, but to use it. But the fire of gossip, the fire of hate between people groups, against evil, we're called to be spiritual firefighters. We're called to be ministers of reconciliation. I appreciated Jeff's Lord's Table again today. The Lord has given us a message that He's communicating to us today. Because the Lord wants us to be more than just victorious in ourselves. He wants to have more for us, and we're just being blessed as Christians. Or we've had a blessed day. The Lord wants our Christianity to be different such that we share the love of Christ with others, to be those ministers of reconciliation, putting out fires of gossip, putting out fires of disharmony, Jesus said in Matthew 5:9, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God." When we make peace among one another, when we make peace on the job, when we're those ministers of reconciliation, we are imitating the Prince of Peace. We are imitating Jesus Himself. And God calls us to imitate Him. And so my challenge to you today is to make the most of every opportunity. In fact, look for opportunities. Those boots of peace, it says, with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Those boots of peace make you ready. They make you alert. They make you, you're able to look around. You have got your head on a swivel where you're able to see what is going on around you. And you're alert. You're praying. All right, you're understanding that my battle is not against this co-worker who maybe is dealing with her marriage at home, and so she is in a very poor mood. And you're able to be spiritually alert. You're able to be spiritually mature to recognize that your fight is not against that person who is having all kinds of struggles. She's not a Christian anyway. All right, which, you know, I think was what part of what Bill shared last week. But we are the Christians. We are the Christ ones. We are the disciples of Christ. We are those ministers of reconciliation. We are the ones that have been given the maturity in Christ to be able to realize that our struggle is not against that person, not against flesh and blood, but there's other forces at work behind it. We are able to share Christ in that situation and imitate Him. And so we're looking for opportunities. And we're ready with those boots of peace to bring the peace of God. So use the shield of faith to extinguish flaming arrows so it cannot spread harmful fire. Don't feed into it. Don't feed into the office gossip. Don't feed into this and that and make it worse and allow it to spread. Stop it in its tracks. Be those spiritual firefighters and bring Christ's peace to a world desperately needing the Prince of Peace. Let's all stand. The worship team could come. Thank you, Lord. I just want us to bow our heads right now. And I'd like us to just pray a prayer of commitment that God will help us to be true soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Will He help us to understand why He gives us this armor? Truth. The righteousness of Christ. The shield of faith. The helmet of salvation. The boots of peace. The readiness of the gospel of peace. These character qualities that He gives us to fight the good fight of faith. Just repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I make an altar right here before You. I want to be a true soldier of Jesus Christ. I want to be alert. I want to have my head on a swivel. I want to have myself looking for every opportunity with my heart attuned to You to see how I can be that minister of reconciliation, that I can share Christ with others, not just be concerned about myself and what I might be going through, but to stand confident that the victory has already been won in my life. Now I want to see Christ's victory in others' lives. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.